B-Pod Studios.
Wakey, wakey.
Good morning, Mother Maggie.
Don't forget Mother's Day.
What day is it? Sunday, I think.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Mother's Day?
Mother's Day?
Of course, it's the day of all days.
In honor of Mother's Day on Sunday.
Breakfast in bed for Mother's Day.
Call your mother on Mother's Day.
Your mother? Your mother's a saint.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Happy Mother's Day to the only mother in the studio. Yeah. We're looking at her.
Yeah, you're looking at her.
We're looking at her. You killed me yesterday. I was actually on the way in thinking about it, and it still makes me chuckle. We asked you yesterday about what you want for Mother's Day.
Yes.
And basically you said you want a day of drinking. Just day drinking.
Well, no.
Moderate buzz.
Sustained buzz. A day long buzz.
Right. And I said, "Well, what do you want Dave to do?" And you said, "Just top me off."
Wow.
And I said, "But what about the top?" And so I guess the top stays on. Ha ha. Your reply was, "That's Father's Day."
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was too funny. Do you have a tape of that, Brian?
We might.
Just for Dave on Father's
Day. Yes, right.
Hey, Dave. That's some good news for you. Oh, my gosh. She said.
Yeah. When is Father's Day?
Next month. Plenty of time. Plenty of time. All righty. Weather this weekend?
Yeah, I mean.
You could do some angry weather with this one. This is not right. Today's okay, 61. But it's tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Snow possible.
North. Your country.
Yeah.
North of Boston.
You mean that?
Well, you could get a dusting.
Essex County?
Possibly.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
Jeez.
I just want to make you worry.
You know, but it's not a plowable snow. And
no, it's only got a dusting. But I guess it maybe in like Vermont and places like that, it could be up to like 6 inches?
Yeah. Way up north.
Can you imagine that?
That
must just be the worst, right?
That's brutal.
You got the, you know, you're opening your pool, you're getting the boat or the canoe ready, and wham.
Living quite life up north.
Yeah, you have to survive. That's just for fishing, to live.
Right, right.
Just to live.
Tom Sawyer over here getting his canoe ready.
I know.
Yeah, that's right. Down to Mississippi. Here we go. All right, so how about some good news? Enough of that. Some good news is a human vaccine trial is taking place in New York City where they're asking for people to volunteer. Would you do that?
No.
If I'm
it's like
honest.
When you go into a haunted house. I'm like, you go first.
The woman who did volunteer and talk said she is excited to be helpful to humanity at this time. It's just unprecedented, and I'm thrilled to be a active participant.
Well, that's very heroic. Trial. I mean, it really and truly is.
It is. That's a big question, you know. That's putting
your
money.
Would you do it?
To do a vaccine trial?
Yeah.
I'm an essential.
Oh, really?
That's what
keep telling
me.
Yourself that, no, Bob.
They told me I was essential here.
It's scary. It is.
Scary.
I mean,
I don't
really
know.
Scary.
I don't know if I would. I mean, I'll be honest. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm glad there are people that will
like
do that.
Yep.
Nobody in this room.
Nope. No.
But still, so hats off to you.
Did you hear about this woman who considered quitting her job after she forgot to mute a Zoom meeting and her coworkers heard her weird habit?
What's her weird habit?
She talks to her food as she eats it. For example, she
is that
said,
"A fireable offense."
It's an embarrassable offense.
Yeah,
For example, she said, "I said something like, 'There's a hummus among us,' or 'Welcome to my mouth, Mr. Pita.'" Yeah.
Wow.
And the Zoom was on.
That's pretty weird.
That's so weird. That is a deal breaker. Can you imagine?
She talks to her food.
If you like fell in love with somebody and then all of a sudden you realize that they talk to their food before they eat it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no way. That's
Welcome to my mouth, Mr. Pita.
Wow.
Well, all right. Can we?
It's going to be like that today, is it?
No,
okay.
It's,
all right.
It's too early.
Message
it's
received.
I mean, you know, she's eating some hummus with her pita. That's really good.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote.
What?
What was that?
I'm tired. I was yawning.
That was a full-face yawn. Brian, did you see that?
You bore me.
Wow.
Surprised you didn't fall in, Brian. That was an open gap. Full face. Yawn.
You know, sometimes I need oxygen.
Voluntary. Uh-huh.
Did Ed McMahon ever yawn when Johnny was talking?
Well, it was Johnny.
Okay.
Right. Don't ask a question you don't know the answer to.
You know, Ed was a drinker, too. Okay. All right, what do you got?
Okay, the science-backed trick that's going to help you stop snacking.
Okay, sure.
It's true.
Okay.
And you're going to love it.
All right, I can't wait.
Brian.
Oh, what do you got, Brian?
Well, if you think that's exciting, I'm going to tell you about golf. Now, it involves Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
Yeah. Oh. Could you imagine?
Good names.
We'll talk about that.
He's so offended that
I yawned. No, it's just like, if I was on a date with my wife and she yawned, I'd be like, oh, okay. I guess we're done. Anyway. I'm going to tell you why the Simpsons are, I mean, they are freaky when it comes to predicting the future. Did they predict something like the coronavirus and murder hornets in 1993? Stay tuned.
Wow.
Yeah, mind blown.
That makes me want to snack.
Right?
Everyone's snacking. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to snack when you're at home all the time. Because homes have refrigerators.
Yes.
Pantries.
Where I keep my snacks.
And we keep all the snacks. But there's this science-based trick that will help you stop snacking so much.
Is it duct tape?
Nope.
What is it?
All right. Here's what you need to do. If you are standing in front of your pantry or refrigerator, you have to speak in the first person. Don't speak in the third person. So, like, if you say, what do I want?
What do I want?
What do I want?
What do I want?
What do I want? Instead, say,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
What do you want?
Bob, what do you want?
Yes.
Ryan Bell wants a snack.
And it turns out those who use their names are more likely to ditch the junk food and choose healthier options.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So
if you're standing in front of
the pantry.
There are donuts and cookies.
Then you just say to yourself, Bob.
What do you want?
What do you want? Then you say the donut.
No, you say that. Bob says the apple.
Then talk Bob out of it.
If you say,
But then the donut says, no, Bob, you want me.
You're right.
Then I'm bobbing for donuts.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah.
No.
No. You could say your own name, too.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know. You like to say your name.
Well, now you know my name.
Yep.
Good. 8 months, that's fine.
Say your name. Say it. All right.
All right. Oh, my God.
Brian, save us.
All right, well, we're all thirsting for sports. You know, Massachusetts finally opened up their golf courses. Mm-hmm. And yesterday on Zoom, there was a big announcement about The Match, Champions for Charity. It's going to be on a bunch of channels, TNT, TBS, True TV, HLN, whatever that is. On Sunday, May 24th, it's Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. It's the teams are Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady. And they had a little announcement. They're going to do this little tournament. And here's Peyton Manning talking about it.
You know, the tournament had to be in Florida. You know, after Tom's B&E arrest, with the ankle monitor, he couldn't leave the state. So it had to be in Florida. Tiger and I talked to the sheriff in Tampa. He's going to be allowed to go to Palm Beach to play. I'll be honest, I've never played Tom very well on his home turf. And so maybe this is considered a neutral site, and I would have loved to have had this tournament in a place where they don't like Tom very much, Indianapolis, Denver, Boston after he just betrayed them and broke their heart.
Betrayed them.
Yeah. Coming around on Peyton
in
Manning.
Hot,
that was pretty funny.
It's kind of funny. Where's he from?
New Orleans.
Oh, that's
the draw.
Yeah.
He's talking some smack.
Pretty good. And they'll all be mic'd up for the thing. Yeah. That could be interesting.
Tom likes it when you talk smack.
I know.
Did you hear what Chase?
So I've heard.
Yeah. Chase Winovich, he was drafted last year. Another long, blonde-haired dude. In practice, he intercepted one of Brady's passes. And he felt so bad. He's like, oh, my God, I just intercepted the legend. So after, in the locker room, he said, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to pick you off. Dad?
He called him Dad?
He called him Dad.
That's funny.
Yeah. Tom goes, I don't know what I'm more mad at now. You call me Dad or you pick me off. Okay. Are the Simpsons genius? Are they masters of the future? Check this out. This is an episode from 1993 where the residents of Springfield experience a virus called Osaka flu. Uh-huh. That's Japan. In the same episode, in their panic to find a cure, the residents knock over a truck hoping to find a treatment, right?
Right.
Instead, they release a hive in a box marked Danger, Killer Bees.
See?
Here it is.
We need a cure!
Why, the only cure is bed rest. Mm. Anything I give you would only be a placebo.
Where do we get these placebos?
Maybe there's some in this truck.
And there comes killer bees, murder hornets.
It's weird that they predicted so many things.
They predicted Trump as a president, among others. And there was some other stuff, too. There was
a bunch. It always pops up.
Mm.
I don't know.
So if you want the future, watch The Simpsons.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Partly cloudy today. And a high of 61. It's not bad. We'll take it.
No, it's nice.
Then,
for now.
Tonight, cloudy, periods of rain, low near 37. And tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, windy to high 47. Where is the snow going to hit?
Your neighborhood.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Further.
I'm predicting a dusting.
In Essex County?
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping for a dusting is what you're saying.
Yeah, I like the fact that you moved to the snow belt.
You should have told me.
I tried to get you to South Shore, but nope.
North Shore guy, that's okay. Yep. That's all right. And for Mother's Day, it's going to be partly cloudy, windy, and 54. You don't care. You're just going to be in the house.
I know, but I like to social distance on my deck.
On Mother's Day. Dave's going to make you some drinky poos.
Yep. Sustain my day-long buzz. Top it off, honey.
Yeah. any gardening planned?
No.
No, you wouldn't do that. Good.
No, I don't exert myself.
You could get hurt.
I know.
Gardening. Do you hear about Brian May, the guitarist for Queen?
What happened?
An immortal god, they call him. He likes to garden. All right, he's 72.
Yeah.
Brian found himself at a hospital the other day after he tore a gluteus maximus muscle. Your butt muscle.
Ooh. That's a big muscle.
It's a big one. In fact, he said he did a very thorough job shredding it. Ouch.
You can't shred.
Yeah, he said it was much like the moment in Spinal Tap.
Your first drummer was
the Beeper.
John Stumpy Peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Great look, good drummer.
Good drummer.
Fine.
What happened to him?
He died. He died in a bizarre gardening accident some years back.
It's really one of those things. It was, you know, the authorities said, you know, best leave it unsolved.
Best left unsolved.
My God.
Ryan says, I just need some healing. Please don't send me any sympathy. Nobody really wants to talk about your butt muscle.
How's your bum?
Yeah. I'll be back.
I wonder what that feels like.
He needs a complete break. Take care out there. Bye-bye.
You wonder what Brian May's butt feels like?
Yeah. I do.
What are you really wondering? What are you really
wondering? I wonder what it's like to...
I wonder what's sad.
I just love that
best song ever.
It could be. The song of the summer. Yep. All right. What's coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Well, a Real Housewife of New Jersey husband has really kind of hit rock bottom, and we'll tell you why. You won't believe what he's selling.
He's bouncing off the bottom. Yep. He's hit before.
That's right.
He's just bouncing back and forth.
Yep.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I mean, come on. Look at her. She does laundry on Mother's Day.
Right?
Yeah. There she is.
I know.
All her Mother's Day glory.
L-B-F. This laundry's weird because it involves Justin Bieber, Disney, and adult toys.
Okay.
So,
what?
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's scary.
All
right. I'm scared.
All right. So, first, I want to play you a little clip of the new Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande song called Stuck With You. Proceeds from the song go to funds for coronavirus and, you know, for people who are suffering. Right. Here it is. I like it a little bit. So lock the door and throw out the key. It's about being stuck inside. It's just you and me, and there's nothing I can do. I'm stuck with you.
Okay.
Anyway, they have this cute video, and it features people who submitted videos of themselves in quarantine.
Self-distancing. I'm stuck with you.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's really cute because like Michael Bublé is in there, Mila Kunis is in there, and it's got a couple.
Do they sing too?
They don't sing. They leave the singing to the professionals, which is good. Jaden Smith's in there. Gwyneth Paltrow makes.
Michael Bublé is not a professional.
Well, yeah, but not to this song. Okay. He's more of a smooth
he's
jazz.
Crooner.
Right. Yeah. But you know who tried to get in this video?
Who tried to get in this video?
You know those crazy cats and kittens?
Oh, my God.
Yo, you cool cats and kittens.
She tried. Carol Baskin and her husband made a video to submit, and they were dressed up in, like, tiger outfits, and she's so weird, and he's so awkward, and it's just terrible, and I would hate to be invited to their house.
Her husband, there's something wrong with that dude.
Well,
he liked costuming a little too much.
He did. He's cosplay city.
Wow.
Yep.
With the leash.
Yep. Yeah, even, it was crazy.
Everybody has their thing.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty weird.
Everyone's got their kink, I suppose. Yeah. I just can't stand her house. It's so, like...
Tiger.
Too many prints for you?
Yeah. So many prints. So many prints.
It makes me upset
in my body. Okay, let's get to Disney.
Okay.
The Disney portion of
this happy place.
The Wonderful World of Disney is returning to ABC. Now, it's not going to be
like
on...
Just like you said it
I know,
should.
It should.
Wow.
Because on Sunday...
Marge Simpson over there. Predicting the future.
Right. Well, when they did the Disney sing-along...
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was like...
Time's a flat circle.
Yeah, I have no idea when it was. Mm. But it was like really great because it was a Sunday night. It was 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
It was Disney and I felt like no stress.
Remember the intro to that?
Yes, with the Tinkerbell and then the castle.
The Wonderful World of Disney.
Anyway, they're going to do it. They're going to do it on Wednesday nights though, which is kind
that?
Of annoying.
That's what they used
it's
to.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're going to start... Right. They're going to show movies. So it's going to be 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. I think it's too late.
I wish they'd show some classics. Like they used to have, you know, like the old 50s, 60s, 70s.
Like
Disney.
What? Like the Aristocats?
Yeah, stuff like that. Or where's that mountain they'd always get lost in?
Which mountain?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Well, there was a new one with The Rock.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Well, they're going to start May 20th with Moana. And then it's going to be Thor, the Dark
Rock.
World, Up, which is so depressing.
Do they still have Tinkerbell.
Big Hero 6.
Doing
I don't know.
Thing.
Yeah, but by the way, this Sunday, I just want to mention the Wonderful World of Disney is going to do another Disney sing-along at 7 o'clock.
That's very popular.
And it's going to be really huge, and lots of people are singing.
Good.
Like Idina Menzel and Ben Platt, A Whole New World, and Katy Perry is going to sing Baby Mine, which is what I used to sing to Lucy to go to sleep. It's
is
so
Britney
cute.
Spears going to sing anything?
No.
Yep. Nope.
Halsey's
no Mickey
sing.
Mouse Club reunion?
Yeah. Yeah. Halsey's going to sing.
Yeah, it's great.
That should be good. Halsey's going to sing. Yeah. What's she
going to
sing?
We're running out
Party
of time.
Of world.
The laundry's in spin cycle, so go ahead.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is this is the adult toy portion of the program.
Yes, you went from Disney to this.
Yep.
Good,
that's
good.
Real Housewives of New Jersey star Joe Giudice is reportedly partnering with an adult toy company to appeal to his after he's not going to come back to the United States. So he's beginning to sell products ranging from a ball gag for about $70.
Careful now.
And a $200 couples massager.
Couples.
How the mighty have fallen.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember so he, just leave you with that.
Wow. Joe Giudice.
Yeah.
I met his brother once.
You did?
Yeah.
I met his wife.
Did you meet his wife?
I met Teresa Giudice. Oh. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How'd she look in real life?
It's not about how she looks.
Yeah.
It's about what's not in
there's
her head.
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing
lights
there.
On. Nothing.
Nobody
whatever.
Is home. That is vacant city.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were too
not
much
good.
For her. She's, you know, come on. She can't deal with you.
No, she
no.
couldn't, really.
No, I mean, she's like, this girl's too smart. Mm. She scares me. Anyway.
And she threw a table at us.
Yes. Oh, my God. My face in the photo of the two of us is classic.
I'd love to see it.
I look scared.
Yeah. Now, her hairline's very low, isn't it?
It is. But she can't help that, Bob.
Not a,
no, a three-head.
Oh, a three-head? You're so mean.
What?
Okay.
Versus a five-head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Move on.
You can get that fixed, you know.
Hey,
don't
you
tell
two.
Me.
We're done. We're done, okay?
Bye. All right, go ahead. Play us up.
Oh, yeah. You know what day it is, I think. Right? Yeah. It's Friday.
Thank God
it is.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Thank God it's. Yeah.
Thank God for this guy telling me.
Right?
Thank God it's.
All right, LBF, thank God it's...
Friday?
It's Friday!
Friday.
It's time for another WROR Social Distance Dedication.
WROR Social Distance Dedication.
Here's Bob Bronson.
Thank you, Casey. Yes, it's Friday, and on Fridays, as we are all hunkering down, I believe this is week 7 or even 8.
No.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Eighth week?
It could be. Yeah, it could be.
All the things I could have been doing.
Monday could be the eighth week.
I should have been doing sit-ups.
You could. It's
imagine
not too
imagine I have an ab.
Okay, just one. On your way to a six-pack. Okay, so on Friday, we do social distance dedications. We let you take over the airwaves. Call us at 888-410-1057. And if there's somebody that you want to shine the light on that's doing great things, give us a call. You can shout them out on the radio. Want to have a little focus today?
Oh, yeah.
Head of line privileges for teachers, because it's Teachers Week, isn't
yep.
it? Wednesday was Nurses Day,
yep.
which I think it's also in celebration of all week. And, of course, last but not least, moms.
Some could be all three. A nurse who's a mom who's homeschooling.
Now you could be.
Hat
all
trick.
Right, boom. So, so if there's somebody you want to give a little shout out to, they could be a teacher, a nurse, or a mom. They get headline privileges, of course. But anybody that you think is going above and beyond, call us and let's say some good things about them on this Friday. 888-410-1057.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mornings. Get our live stream anywhere in your house. On your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
And now, it's time for another WROR Social Distance Dedication.
WROR Social Distance Dedication.
Here's Bob Bronson.
Hey, fun fact. A lot of people didn't know that Casey Kasem was also the voice of Shaggy on Scooby-Doo. Did you know that?
Everybody knew that.
Okay.
Like Zoinks, Bob. Everybody knew that.
Can I have some Scooby, please?
Oh, my God.
Now, Brian, he did that
it's
yesterday.
It's kind of amazing.
It's really amazing.
It's not.
It really is.
You should put that on your Tinder profile.
I can do a Scooby. That's great. All right. So, anywho, we're doing social distance dedications today with a spotlight on teachers, nurses, and moms. So, if there's somebody in your life that fits one of those categories, they're doing great things or just doing their thing, and you want to shout them out on the radio, here's your chance to take over. First up, we have Matthew in a truck. Morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Where are you trucking today?
I'm on my way out to Cohasset right now.
Yeah. What do you got to load? What's in the truck?
We have frozen pizza.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. None of that cauliflower crap, I hope. Oh, my God.
We're editorializing your pizza, Bob.
Know,
sorry,
really?
We had one Wednesday. Not good, Matthew. All right, Matthew, who do you want to give a shout-out to?
I want to give one out to my soon-to-be wife, Jessalyn. She's a CNA, Certified Nurses Aide. They never get enough credit. They do tons and tons of work. So
yeah, they do.
I just wanted to throw it out to her.
That's great. All right, do that, and you got it, and go and give her a nice horn blow.
That I will.
Let's hear it.
Bye.
All right, Matthew, take care.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Good luck with the wedding, too.
Bye.
Well, I think he's getting married. Soon-to-be wife, Jacqueline, CNA. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's he's right. They don't get enough credit.
No, they don't.
Because
CNAs really work very, very hard.
Dirty work. I mean, you know what I'm saying, though? They got to... I'm sure, I mean, all nurses do the dirty work, but CNAs, if you're on that next rung down, you probably get a lot of, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of backbreaking
jobs.
Work, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, lifting and all those things, so,
Well, she might have some frozen pizza tonight.
She might. Some frozen pizza sometimes falls off the back of the trunk, you know what I'm saying?
As long as it's not cauliflower, and
Yeah, what's your problem with cauliflower?
We made one Wednesday.
Yeah.
And it's just not.
It's not good?
It's not pizza.
I've never had one. I don't. Yeah, like I'm not even trying.
Don't even try. No,
like, I'll just have a cauliflower pizza. Nope. Bring me some bread.
Yep. Yeah, that was my that was my last.
And now it's time for another WROR Social Distance Dedication.
WROR Social Distance Dedication.
Here's Bob Bronson.
Thanks, Scoop. All right. Teachers, nurses, and moms get the spotlight today. I don't know how it happened, but teachers and moms have the same week they share.
Yeah.
It's National Teachers Week and National Nurses Week.
And then it's Mother's Day.
And they threw it's like they really wanted to just throw all those ladies together.
Yes.
Brian.
I know. I would like to, you know, shout out my wife, Caitlin. She's...
A mom.
Obviously, a mom.
Yeah.
But now she's the teacher in the house.
Wow. Right.
She teaches the kids in the morning, so.
Well, I didn't
think
she's
doing a lot.
Well, I'm going to shout out my wife, Carolyn.
Good idea.
She's the mom, obviously, and the nurse in the house.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She put band aids on your boo boos.
Who do you think put a splint on my broken toe?
Oh, wow. That's love.
Hey, no. Damn. It was clean. All right. Thank you, dear.
Oh my God!
Who do we have up?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen. You want to make a shout out?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Listen, she sounds bright and alert.
Yeah.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Yeah. Okay. You have a social distance dedication?
I do. I'd like to send it out to all the nurses at the Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Wow, that's good. Now, is there a particular reason that hospital?
I just got off shift.
Oh.
I am an observer for the PPE and the nurses in the ICU COVID ward.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely fantastic.
So they're keeping their spirits up?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Are you seeing a lot there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Sure. That's tough.
Yeah.
And you work the overnight shift?
I do, yep. 11 p. to 7 a.
Oh, my gosh. Now, will you go home and go to sleep right now, or do you, like, have a cocktail first?
Yeah, I know,
yep.
It's a cocktail and then sleep.
All right. No shame in that game.
That's good, Kathleen. Thank you so much. And for all the all the nurses and...
The nurses in the COVID ICU.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, and we salute you. She's keeping him safe with the PPE, yeah. Right, so thank you.
Have a great weekend, Kathleen, okay?
Oh, you too, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Carol.
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Woburn.
Oh, the Woo. Yeah.
The Woo.
You know, I was at the, we were at Hillside Flowers last week. Right next to the
Woo. Charlie Hattie.
Yeah, right next to Woo Burger.
Yeah, Charlie.
And
yes.
Can't wait to hit that again.
This man is so hungry.
They are good.
All right, Carol, go ahead. Give a shout out, Carol. Who you want to shout out?
I want to shout out to all three of my daughters, two that are teachers, the other is a nurse. Two of them are mothers of the, you know, my grandchildren.
Wow.
So, love it. It's, you know, both teachers, nurses, and they made me a mother.
Well,
so.
What are their names?
I have Caitlin, Erin, and Jillian.
Aw.
Nice.
About that? All Irish,
yeah,
I bet.
Yeah, great. All Irish. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a little bit of Irish in there.
Yeah. Well, you hit the trifecta.
90% or so.
Yeah, Carol, you hit the trifecta. You got teachers, nurses, and moms in there, so that's great.
Correct. Correct. It's great, and I have a family of teachers and nurses also, siblings, so...
Well, that's great.
Shout out to all of them, too.
You got it.
Happy
Mother's Day.
All right.
You have a happy
Thank
Mother's
Day.
Thank
you so much.
Day. Okay, you take
Thank
care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
You
that
was
too.
Nice. It's Carol in Woburn. So we'll leave the phone lines open, 888-410-1057. If you want to make a shout out today, we're putting the spotlight on teachers, nurses, and moms. She hit all three. Yeah. How about that?
Hey, my mom was a teacher, too. So.
Oh, she
Kathy was. Bell.
My mom
Wilmington
was a teacher.
Aw.
Yeah. Briefly.
Yeah.
She skipped science. She teached.
She taught me
how to speak.
What she taught.
She taught fourth grade, and she didn't like science, so she skipped it.
Oh, my God.
There's a whole class of fourth graders who just didn't get fourth grade science.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And then she was a teacher for a year.
Wait, we have a late coming entry. Visiting nurse on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Do you have a shout out to anybody? It sounds like a nurse maybe or two.
Actually, I'm a CNA for Merrimack Valley Hospice and Home Health Foundation, and I just wanted to say a shout out to myself as well as all my coworkers out in the field.
I love it.
Good for you.
Are you on your way to work?
Yes, I am.
Oh, boy. It's a long day, right, I imagine?
Some days it is, yes. I mean, I do mostly in-home patients, but there are times we go into nursing facilities.
Well, shout out to you.
Yes, and be careful.
Yeah.
You know, I will.
Thank you very much.
You are the front line. Yeah, I mean, that's a fact. So we appreciate you. You have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
If you're a Mother's Day, if you're a mom, have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye, dear. That's nice. CNA.
Yes.
Okay. So let's get into some dirty laundry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk about how Disney is making things a little bit brighter for us because they're bringing it and they're going to do something on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's been brought.
Really exciting. It's been brought. Remember Brang?
Wow. Yes, Brang it.
I brang it.
I think Brang should be a word, but that's fine. Yeah. She's doing her laundry now so she can have Mother's Day off.
Right.
Here she is.
It's going to be succinct, quick, dirty.
Ooh.
All right. And Disney. Disney.
Wow. Here's America's mom. Here she is.
Listen, it's not my fault.
All right.
I'm just reporting the news.
Okay.
All right. Do you remember this theme song on a Sunday night at 7 o'clock when you were a little kid?
Let's hear it.
Wonderful World of Disney.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God. It brings back such nice memories. It was such a nice time. It was 7. You had your jammies on. Mm. You were all showered and ready for, you know, to go to bed. And you watched, like, I don't know, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah.
It was the greatest time ever.
Yeah.
Well, Disney's doing it again, sort of.
Yeah.
I feel like they need to tweak it. But here's why. Okay. It's going to be a Wonderful World of Disney. It's going to be airing on Wednesday nights starting March 20th. And they're going to show movies like the newer ones, like Moana and Up, which is depressing.
Well,
Big Hero 6, Thor, Dark World. My problem is it's Wednesdays at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I know there's no time anymore, and there's no, but it's just like I loved the 7 o'clock
Sunday night
Disney because it was early enough that the kids could watch it and you could go make a cocktail, and then you come back and then they go to bed at like 8.
Yeah, because they were watching the tick 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 tick.
Yes, 60 minutes. Was that at 7
tonight on 60 Minutes? Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Wow, that my mother used to make me watch that. Sometimes.
Did she?
That's why I'm messed up.
Yeah,
I'm like okay, I'm morally. 7. Why do I need to know about nuclear war?
And Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. By the way,
hey Bev. Shout out to Bev.
Also, speaking of the wonderful world of Disney, they're going to have a sing along, this Disney sing along too on Sunday night.
Have you done that
with Lucy? Yes, it was the best night ever.
Really?
It was so great. It was a 7 o'clock on a Sunday night, and it was Disney, and we
sang
along.
You follow the bouncing ball?
I do.
Yeah, great.
I do, Bob.
Right out the street.
Yeah. So there's going to be. I mean. I don't know. Who's going to step in time is going to be with Derek Hough and Juliana Hough. They did it last time. Josh Gad's going to be there. It's just a great. It's great.
Good.
Halsey is going to be singing something. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. That's the Disney part.
And now the dirty part.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Did you watch Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Well, we had to. We lived there.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was a rule.
You ever flip over a table? Did anybody call you Juicy Joe?
I wish. I could only wish.
Anyway, Juicy Joe Giudice. He's in Italy because he's a filthy animal.
Okay.
And he's also spent time in prison, and he's not allowed to come back to the United States. So what do you do? You can't really get a job in Italy. And
what do you do?
You start selling adult toys.
That's what Juicy Joe's doing.
Hooked up with this company called... Are you familiar with it, Zalo?
No,
USA?
I'm not. Nope.
Well, they're selling $70 gag balls
and
$200 couples massagers.
Well, maybe they'll stop you from eating, you know?
You know what? From him eating?
Yeah.
You? Did you say collective you? Did you say you?
Yeah.
You?
The purchaser who would buy
one?
It. Could...
Or me personally?
No, I meant anybody who buys it.
You know what a ball gag could do for you? It could make you stop talking.
So there's room with that foot in there.
No, not a lot of room. Just push it right over.
I think we're done, right?
I think we're done, Bob.
Oh, yeah. just a diet tip. You go,
oh, my God. Stop. Get the ball.
This show should have ended yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it is. Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today. Her name is Tanya Peckham from Dedham, and Tanya is 3 months old. So let's say good morning.
Yeah, I don't think
Tanya Peckham.
Right on.
Yeah, yeah.
My sister-in-law is Tanya Beckham.
No, this is Tanya
That's
Peckham.
Different.
That's crazy.
It says her date of birth was 2/9/20.
So oh, she's either, a baby.
100 or she's 2 months. So I can't figure it out. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Sounds older than 3 months.
She does.
Doesn't sound 100.
Or she's very advanced.
No, we get this sheet here, and it says her date of birth is 2/9/20. So when is your real birthday?
70, 50.
Ah, there you go.
You made her say it on the radio,
yep.
Bob.
No, I did.
No,
I mean, the month, not the year. No, good grief. All right, Tanya. So you work at Brigham and Women's? You're in the radiology department.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, don't be nervous.
I know. I sense the nervousness. It's just LBF. She is a softie, okay?
In so many ways. Yes. Anyway.
I won't touch that.
Thank you.
Tanya, you ready to play Super Smart, Tanya?
I am.
Okay.
I like it when we have when you have more fun than we do, Tanya. Just relax.
Give me $1,000.
Yes, okay. All right. That's what she wants. All right.
We're giving you a show.
Eyes
here,
on the prize.
All right, here we go. Tanya, LBS can ask 10 questions. Get them all right. You're right. $1,000. Okay? If you're not sure about a question, just say pass, and we have time. We'll get back to it. Here we go.
What is 10 times 10?
100.
What are Tom and Jerry?
Mice. Cat mice.
What company's tagline is pizza pizza?
Pizza Hut.
Who directed the horror film The Birds?
Pass.
What is the main currency on the island of Oahu?
Pass.
What is the most common color for basketballs?
Brown.
What color?
Orange.
Which two U.S. states begin with the letter V?
Virginia. West Virginia.
How many calories are stored in 1 pound of body fat?
10.
What nationality was Rembrandt?
Italian.
Oh, Tanya. Yeah, I see. The clock was ticking fast.
Yes, it was ticking fast.
One of those, some you just got to say pass. But that's all right. You got 3 out of 9.
Yes.
Because we never got the 10th question there.
Right.
So, 1/3.
Yes, 1/3.
Look at that.
That's
good. You
got
1/3 right, Tanya. All right, here's what you missed.
Okay, the company's tagline that's pizza pizza is Little Caesars. The person who directed the horror film The Birds, that's Alfred Hitchcock. The main currency on the island of Oahu is the U.S. dollar.
Oh, that
was
kind
of a
tricky
trick question. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we throw a couple in there.
Pineapples? I mean.
which two U.S. states begin with the letter V? Vermont and Virginia. Yeah.
Vermont.
Half credit.
How many calories are stored in 1 pound of body fat? 3,500.
Whoa.
And
what Tanya say?
10?
10?
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I thank God it's not 10. I'd be
right.
Very big. What nationality was Rembrandt? He was Dutch.
Ah.
And we didn't get to the 10th question, which you can go online at WROR.com and play the multiple choice quiz, and then you'll find out what it is because it's a good question.
It's a good question.
Well, all right, I will.
Tanya, thank you for playing. You have a great day. You have the day off, right?
Yes. Thank you very much. You guys have a good weekend.
You too.
Wait. We always give you something. We give you a little treat.
Tanya, why are you mad at us? Tanya, we got a $50 Big Night Entertainment Group gift card for you. So when things get back to normal, whatever that is, you go there with $50. Have a great night, okay?
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, Tanya. All right.
Tanya.
So you want to sign up? Go to WROR.com. Hey, by the way, the folks at Big Night are looking, they're trying to get $250,000 blood drive going here with the Red Cross. You donate blood, receive a $100 Big Night gift card. Details are available at bignight.com/give.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, what's happening? What do you got?
The science-based trick to help you stop eating junk food.
Okay, science is there to help.
Science.
Good. Science. Okay, Brian Bell.
I've got some sports for you. We're all dying for it. And this one involves Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, and Phil Mickelson.
Oh. Who do you like on that?
I don't know.
We'll discuss.
It'll be interesting.
We will
discuss. I like Phil.
Who do you like? Phil?
Phil.
I like Phil, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like lefty's good. I like lefty. Yep.
Yeah, I just like him because he's not involved in any sex scandal or married to a supermodel. Was he involved in one?
He's got a horrible gambling addiction.
He's got a few money issues.
No one's perfect, Brian.
Okay. not saying anyone is. Just saying.
All right. Nobody's perfect. Okay. The Simpsons are incredible when it comes to weirdly predicting the future. There's been several occasions where old Simpsons shows were very, very on target about what is happening.
Okay.
Even coronavirus. They were pretty close.
Soothsayers.
They are incredible. Okay, LBF.
Okay, so if you are, you know, gorging on snacks and junk food because you're inside all day and near the fridge, or your pantry, because that's what happens. Mm-hmm. You know what? You can stop picking junk food by this one simple scientific trick. All you do is call yourself by your name.
Okay. Go
like,
ahead.
Lauren.
Lauren.
Look at you. Look at don't
Lauren.
Eat that.
Lauren. Oh, my God. Put it down, Lauren.
Yeah. No, so what you do is you go to the pantry and you open it up and you see all the foods there and you're like, delicious. Now, most people would be like, what do I want? What do I want?
Yeah,
and then
right,
they grab
yeah.
the cookies.
Probably sit around and cook some soups
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
eat bread and yeah. desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah, yeah,
talk about
right.
predicting the future. That was yeah. The thing you need to do is say, instead of I, you say,
what?
Lauren.
Lauren.
What does Lauren want?
It's like when you're on the phone with a kidnapper.
Right.
What do you mean?
Really?
Yeah. You know, they always tell you to, like, make them think of the kidnapped person as a person.
Oh, yes.
You put a name to it.
Yes.
And then
the
it's
name
it's
to your...
Right.
So if you're kidnapped, what
chubby
do you...
Chubby person
right.
self. Yeah, yeah, so just say your name.
Kidnapped.
When you're talking to the kidnapper, you make the kidnapper feel bad about having the person
kidnapped. Oh, so you say...
Their name.
By so associating
say, yeah,
the name
oh.
with the...
Yeah, so say your name.
Yeah.
Like, Bob, what do you want? And you said,
you sure
think,
you want to eat those chips, Bob?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bob's pretty short.
Yeah. All right, well,
I'll give it,
it
a
doesn't
word.
Work with everybody.
Good luck.
There's
yeah.
always that 1 out of 10.
You predicted the future again. Okay,
all right. Well, if you're thirsting for sports, coming up on, let's see, May 24th, 3 o'clock, it's on TNT, TBS, a bunch of channels, The Match, Champions for Charity. We've got Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning teaming up against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady
okay.
with a little golf tournament. And it they say they're donating, along with WarnerMedia, $10 million to COVID-19 relief with this.
We're still rooting for Tom, and, though, right? Come on now.
Yeah, I guess. Although, you know what? Peyton Manning is making a run. He's pretty funny.
You know, the tournament had to be in Florida. You know, after Tom's B&E arrest, with the ankle monitor, he couldn't leave the state, so it had to be in Florida. Tiger and I talked to the sheriff in Tampa. He's going to be allowed to go to Palm Beach to play. I'll be honest, I've never played Tom very well on his home turf, and so maybe this is considered a neutral site, and I would have loved to have had this tournament in a place where they don't like Tom very much, Indianapolis, Denver, Boston, after he just betrayed them and broke their hearts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I'm still rooting for Tom on that one. I'm a Phil guy, too.
You are?
Yeah, he's great. Phil's great.
This seems Love regular, with the exception of that problem.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Good guy. Okay, The Simpsons did it again. You know, on previous episodes, I think there's this... I think, Brian, you found it like a 10-minute video
yeah.
of all the things they've predicted.
They predicted, you know, three-eyed fish, Trump becoming president.
Yeah, amazing. And
lots
then,
of frightening things.
And they also, did they predict coronavirus? In 1993, there was an episode where residents of Springfield experienced a virus called the Osaka flu, very close to the Wuhan flu.
Yeah, right.
In the same episode, there's panic to find a cure. The residents knock over a truck to find the treatment, but instead, it's a beehive marked danger killer bees. It's much like the murder hornets we were talking about.
Murder hornets.
Murder hornets. Here you go.
We need a cure!
Why, the only cure is bed rest. Anything I give you would only be a placebo.
Where do we get these placebos?
Maybe there's some in this truck!
Killer bees, murder hornets.
Oh, boy.
That's weird, though.
It is weird.
That they predicted this in 1993.
That's crazy.
They've done a lot. It's nuts. But there is some good news on the murder hornets.
I know. I
you,
saw it.
You saw it.
I saw
Go
the
ahead.
Whole video.
Yep.
So guess what can take down a murder hornet
uh-huh.
besides a baseball bat?
No.
A praying mantis.
Ooh.
A praying mantis and a murder hornet had, like, you know, a celebrity
yeah, fight off.
Death
yeah.
match.
Rumble
yeah.
in the jungle.
And, the praying mantis grabbed the murder hornet by the head with her two little arms.
Yeah.
And then ate his face and brain.
He did eat his face.
Yeah.
He ate the murder hornet.
She. I bet you it was a she. I think
probably
the she's
a she.
Eating
well,
face.
I know. Yeah, because the praying mantis, I think, once they mate, they kill their mate.
That's so isn't brilliant. That, so brilliant. That's my spirit animal.
Oh, God.
And I think we're done.
Some people like butterflies. I like the praying man. Okay.
Wow.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank God it's...
It is.
Thank God it's...
Friday. Yay! We know it doesn't matter, but it's still...
And now, it's time for another WROR Social Distance Dedication.
WROR Social Distance Dedication.
Here's Bob Bronson.
Yeah, that's a song everybody, the jingle, everybody would be hearing at the beach if we could go to the beach.
Which one?
What?
That jingle?
Yeah.
The Friday one?
No, the W-R-O-R.
Oh, that one. That's right.
Social Distance Dedication.
And then Casey Kasem says your name.
Yeah.
That's why you love it.
I love it. What I really love is when Brian does Scooby-Doo, but he won't do it. Thank you.
It's kind of weird that you make him do that.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird.
I'm just impressed, okay?
A little fetishy, but that's all right.
I'm impressed that little Brian Bell practiced in front of the TV.
Yep.
Watched a lot of Scooby-Doo in my day.
All right, so today we're doing social distance dedication, especially for teachers, nurses, and moms, because of the it's Mother's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Trifecta.
All right, trifecta. So, who do we have on the phone?
We got Cheryl.
Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to shout out to everybody on the front line.
Yeah.
From a happy Mother's Day and LBF, especially her.
Oh, thank you so much.
Why? Because she's
you're
the mom?
Welcome.
Yes, because I'm the mom.
You're the mom. Well, you're not the mom. Well. You know, she gets it.
Yeah.
She gets
it.
I would wish my mother
won. What did she get?
I don't know. You ask her.
Right?
See, I'm listening to you guys, so I know I'm not on the radio, so I can say whatever I want.
So can we.
Yeah, right?
Well, you know, I'd like to shout out to my mother, but she's in Florida. She doesn't listen to the station.
She can get it on Alexa.
But I want you to have a special Mother's Day, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, wait. Now, didn't you hear yesterday what she wants for Mother's Day?
What does she want?
Yeah, what do you want, LBF?
A day-long buzz.
Yeah.
That's it.
Day drinking.
Just start with the mimosas and just generally have a nice glow all
day. I live in Walpole, and we don't live too far away. We'll wear our mask and put a straw through the mask, and I'll be right next to you.
That sounds good.
Not how it works.
Mimosas all the way, trust me.
Wow. Yeah, shout
out to you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. I love you guys. Take care. Pleasure talking to you guys. Got to do some work, so it looks like I'm doing something,
all
right?
Nice.
That's what we do. Okay.
All right.
Be safe, guys, okay?
You too. Bye.
Lainey, thank you for hanging on. Let's hear your shout out.
I'd like to give a shout out to my coworkers, teachers at the Boston Higashi School. It's a school for students with autism.
Oh, that's great. Are you still teaching?
I am. On campus. And virtually.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Yeah. Great teachers, great school. They do a lot of great things for people with autism.
We do.
Where is it located?
So, it's in Randolph.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's great, Lainey. Thank you for listening. You're on your way in, I assume.
Yes, I am.
I pass by it when I'm on my way to the Dairy Barn.
Go ahead, Lainey.
Yummo.
Yeah. Lainey, you maybe should go to the Dairy Barn.
Top serve with Jimmy's.
Top serve with Jimmy's.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Lainey. Have a great day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lainey. Dairy Barn?
Oh,
Dairy
my Barn. God. Yeah. Sometimes I would just be in Canton and just get in my car and go all the way to Randolph and get some Dairy Barn.
Soft serve with Jimmy's.
Yep.
That sounds
the best.
So good. Well, it's going to be 61 today. You might want to give yourself a Mother's Day treat.
I've been giving myself a lot of Mother's Day treats.
Okay, got it. Like a drifter, I was born to walk along. Because I know what it means. That's a great driving song, don't you think?
Yeah.
In the car, here I go again. Oh, David Coverdale.
I have his hair right now. I do. It's in its natural
Coverdale
state.
Coverdale hair.
I have David Coverdale.
Wow. I'm a little jealous. I mean, I got to be honest with you. That'd be cool.
You know, it doesn't really work on a woman.
That's a Coverdale hair.
David Coverdale hair.
You go into the salon, ask for the Coverdale.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe you're hoping snow on me and my parts of the country.
I am.
Partly cloudy.
I don't know why.
I know. You're being mean. You're being a snow witch.
Well, I look like a sea witch, but I'm a snow witch.
You're a snow witch. Yeah. She says, I came in today, I go, it's really going to snow tonight? Mm-hmm. And you said, yeah, where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And then I cackled.
Yeah. You cackled at me. Yes, we're going to get some snow north and west of the city. So this is freaky. Oh, what the heck's
going
on?
It happened in 77.
That's how far back you got to go.
So okay. It's not like it's new.
No. So it has happened. It'll happen again. Anyway, it won't be here long. That's for sure. So prepare for it, whatever you got to do. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys want to take one more call today?
Sure.
Why not? It's been that kind of day. WROR, good morning. What can we do for you?
Say you want to request a song. Is this the proper number to call and just ask if you can play a song? Or?
Yeah, if we can.
All right. Can I give you a band?
Yeah, yeah. Good. Start with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about Poison?
Okay, well, Brett Michaels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this your first time requesting a song?
It is my first time.
Oh, I can tell.
Yeah. That band Poison, got nothing but a good time.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right.
But a good.
Yeah. Is there a particular reason you want us to play this song?
Oh, good question.
I just happen to really love that. I'm really an old school person, when I love the 80s and I listen to you guys every day. I just
awesome.
No, not in particular. I just was thinking about that band.
Not any song particularly.
Oh, okay.
Don't take it personally, Bob.
I was going to say.
All right. Well,
all right.
Cool.
So let's see if we can get some points.
No, okay. This is my first time calling up, and I was just wondering if it was, is that what you do when you call up?
You do it the right way. Yeah, you just call and you make a request.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
You can do a shout-out, too. We do shout-outs. Right.
How does that work now about the shout out? So
what's your name?
Yeah.
My name is Todd Robert McIntyre from Marlboro.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah, we'd like to say hi to you on the air, so keep listening.
That's what we do.
Oh, you can do that too?
Sure. We can do anything. We're in charge of the buttons.
Yeah. Oh,
don't get it. All right. Hey, that'd be really cool. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly, and
then you always have to end it because it's kind of awkward to do the shout out, but you got to say, WROR rocks or, something like that. Yeah.
While I'm on the phone with you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead.
You could just say that we're the best.
Yeah.
Okay. WROR rocks.
No, that's
perfect. There you go. You're a pro. You can call all the time. Now.
There you go, man. You did it. Your first shout out. Congratulations.
All right.
Thanks for playing How to Request a Song on the Radio.
<That's right. laughs> All right, Poison coming up.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, WROR rocks.
Hey, good job. He's got it.
Yeah, look at
that. That's how you do a request.
There you go. Yep.
Wow, we walked him right through that.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, good enough.
Long walk.
Poison. Hey, don't hold your breath for Poison.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.